This goes to Dr. Ferguson, Ferguson, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Pyle, P-Y-L-E, date of birth 12/19/1952. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pyle with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism, or hyperaldosteronism. His last visit was July 28th of 2025. His weight is up 7 pounds since his last visit, and he does tend to fluctuate within 5 to 10 pounds every time he's checked. But he states that this is his usual winter time weight. He will be having right total hip replacement in Carson City within the next week. And he's looking forward to having that surgery done and hopefully becoming pain-free very soon thereafter. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily, as well as Toprol, 50 milligrams daily. And he uses fenofibrate and Advair inhaler, multivitamin, and vitamin C. Physical exam, weight 237 pounds. Pulse was 80, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, without ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.54. Estimated GFR is 47. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.0, phosphorus 3.5, sodium 135, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 15.8 with normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, secondary hyperaldosteronism. This is stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.